Hey everybody, welcome to the press. Welcome to the third and final show of our week. We've got plenty to talk about. We've got a whole slate of tournaments that we didn't get to. First show of the week, talked about Arnold Palmer Invitational. Second show of the week, we talked about the Puerto Rico Open. And today, we talk about everything else on the full boat of a slate. We've got the Blue Bay LPGA. We have the DP World Tour in Johannesburg, along with the Sunshine Tour. We've got LIV Golf in Hong Kong at Fanling. We've also got the Champions Tour, which we're not even going to get to, but they're playing in the West Coast, and then we've also got the Corn Ferry Tour in Chile, so let's dig in right away to it. All right, let's start by talking about the Blue Bay LPGA. This is a 108-player field, the third event of their Winter Asian Swing. This tournament has kind of been in a weird, precarious place on the schedule, primarily because of COVID. It got played last year for the first time in like 4 years. So they didn't have it in 19 because of money. They didn't have it in 20 and 21 because of COVID. 22 and 23 just kind of fell by the wayside. So they had it last year. And that was won by Bailey Tardy. The golf course, that was the Blue Bay Golf Course, hence the name. It's really named after the resort, the property. It's in China. It's a longer golf course on the LPGA side. 6,712 yards, par 72. If you look at the winners in the history of this, Minji Lee was a winner here in the pre-2020s era. So was Gabby Lopez, and you're going to see her mentioned on the odds board here as well. As I mentioned, Bailey Tardy won here last year. Sarah Schmelzel was second place. We had her as a super mega long shot last week that looked good for two rounds and then not so good for the final two, although she had a good week. This is an interesting tournament because there are a lot of players in the China Golf Association that get invited, including some players who play on this tour, like Muni He, who was known very well collegiately for how she looked as much as how she played, but took the invite. Sandra Gall got an invite. She's played historically over in China, but really isn't a professional golfer anymore. So there are probably about, I'll say, 90 players in this field that you think have any kind of chance of winning. And then you kind of pare it down and pare it down and pare it down. And we'll look at this through the betting odds prism here for this tournament, but we've got 24 players listed here. If you get out past 90 to 1, 100 to 1, you are struggling. I mean, there are going to be players in this field, 500,000, 1,500 to 1, have absolutely no chance of winning, but they're just happy to be there and competing. And that's kind of the take of the week. So the interesting thing also is that the field this year is better than recent memory. And that's in part because of the purse. $2.5 million is the purse, $375,000 to the winner. And yeah, you had a great purse last time out of the HSBC Women's World Championship in Singapore, but you've got a good one here too. Had a short field there, right? You had only 66 players in the field for the Singapore event. You effectively have probably 70 in this one. So not that different. Not going to be that hard to make the cut for most of these LPGA players. Now let's take a look at the betting odds for the week. Gino Tinicall is 3-1. Almost impossible to bet here. I mean, I think she has a great chance to win. She's played tremendous golf in calendar 25. There's no reason to dislike her, but I dislike the number, so I'm going to stay away from it. Ayaka Furue, who just gained strokes gained 10-1. Ronnie Yan is 12-1. Alum Kim, who I'm going to be on this week, at 14-1. Minji Lee, past winner here, 14-1. Not playing her best golf, but on a golf course she likes. Jin Hee Im, 16-1. Miyu Yamashita. You'll see Miyu Yamashita mentioned with two U's in her name here. This overseas book does it. I just copied it directly. And then just with one U, it's the same person. I like her a lot this week, 18-1. In our LPGA 6 group, which you can find me on X, if you're on X, at Ryan Ballingy, I retweet it regularly. But Craig Thompson heads it up. Our gang has 6 folks in it, and we make LPGA picks every week. A lot of folks are on Ryo Takeda this week at 18-1. She's been playing good golf, and I think that's worth a mention. Celine Boutier is a horse-for-course play here for sure. She's also been playing really, really well. I mean, just has been playing well out the gate this season, 20-1. I think there'll be a number of people on her. Nasa Hatoka was someone a lot of people bet last week, didn't get some success with. Mao Saigo is an interesting play. Not a lot of people play her. Neither do Ina Yoon. I think Ina Yoon's quite short here, given relative lack of experience winning on the LPGA. Gabby Lopez, 30-1. I'm going to play her this week. She has won here in the past, as I mentioned, but she also had a good week last week. It's a longer golf course that really helps identify her strength, which is hitting the ball a good distance. I think this plays into her hands pretty well. Leona McGuire, 35-1, starting to come around. I think this is too long of a golf course for her comfort level. Paharaji Anurakorn is going to be a very popular pick this week. I took her with our mid-tier pick in the LPGA 6 at 55-1. I've seen her other places closer to 60. She has played very well recently. Decent track record here. I think worth a look. Esther Henslight, you'll see the model here in just a minute or two. She models out very well for this tournament. I'm going to pick her at 70-1. And then my other pick are on this page, Ingrid Lindblad. We do a top 10 pick, top 10 wager pick. And she's kind of in the plus 250, plus 260 range. So I like her on that pick. And then Bianca Pagdanagan is an interesting pick because she's a super long hitter, but really doesn't have a whole lot else going for her. I'd rather go look to an Austin Kim at 90-1 that we've taken earlier in the year. Not necessarily the best success with, but at least has an okay track record here. Played pretty well so far this year. So I think worth a look. And then just kind of swimming back to the model that we do. We started doing models for the LPGA this year. We have a three-year database with the strokes gained data for our members at golfnewsnet.com. Again, we do our model top 10 for free for both the PGA Tour events and the LPGA Tour events. But we actually have to update that. Oh, shit. So let's take a look at our model for the week. Not too surprising, given who we've just talked about, who would be on the top of this model this week. Gino Titical, number one. Ronnie Yin, number two. Ayaka Furue, again, players who gain tons of strokes. Miyu Yamashita doesn't have as much data overall as these players, but the data is very good, and I expect her to be a superstar on this tour in short order. I like her quite a bit. Boutier's been playing well. Jin-hee Im playing well, who I did not mention. Saigo, I mentioned earlier, doesn't get a lot of love in the betting community. I mean, obviously, the LPGA betting community is fairly small, but not a lot of love there. Minji Lee, Esther Henslate, 71, just feels like a slam dunk bet, given her profile, how she plays, and Nasa Hatooka comes in at 10th. So take it that which you will, but I think Henslate and Gabby Lopez feel like my two favorite bets of the week. And then I will probably bet on A-Lim Kim as well, just given that she's played so well throughout this entire season to date. Let's take a look at the DP World Tour this week. We've got the Joburg Open, which I hate to admit this, but it took me a long time to realize Joburg was short for Johannesburg. Not from South Africa. I'm never going to be. But this is it. Houghton Golf Club in Johannesburg, South Africa. It's par 70, 7,214 yards. Third year running for this event at this facility. Used to be at Rand Park Golf Club forever, really. And this is a long-time golf course. This is a golden age golf course. A.M. Copeland opened this place in 1926. So this is a place that's been around for a long time, obviously. Got upgraded quite a bit to be able to play at 7,214 yards. This is a co-sanctioned tournament with the Sunshine Tour of South Africa. So was the South African Open last week. So these are typically lower purse events. They attract a lot of South African players because it gives them an opportunity to potentially earn status on the DP World Tour if they don't have it already. And it works in their favor both ways. This is basically a proving ground for South Africans to win. Dean Burmester's won here. You have Daniel Van Tonder won here. I mean, you've had basically a lot of South Africans do well in not only last week's tournament, the South African Open, 7 years running, but also here as well. And you would expect that to probably continue this week, given the makeup of the field. Just the three picks for this week. Jaden Schaefer at 18-1. He is the field favorite. He has played this event well the last two times out at Houghton, so I would expect that to continue. Darren Feichart is also in that space, 90-1. I like his record here. At least one of the 2 years. The other year, he did miss the cut, 73-71, but I do like him in the South African events and the experience that he has. But the one guy I will mention that's not a South African is Dan Bradberry. He's 40-1. He's been third and first here the last 2 years, so he knows how to play this golf tournament. There's a reason he's playing this golf tournament. This is a 40-1 price that sticks out to me a little too long. I know he's not playing his best golf, but seems like he might be able to snap into place here. So just a few short plays on that event this week on the DP World Tour and the Sunshine Tour. Let's head over to LIV Golf. They are playing their third event of the year this week, LIV Golf Hong Kong and Hong Kong Golf Club in Fanling on the island of Hong Kong. It's the second year for this event. last year. This was an Abe Answer win, got into a playoff. It was a three-person playoff in the end. This is a 6,700-yard golf course. This place is hosted. It used to host the DP World Tour back when it was the European Tour forever. I mean, it was an event. Miguel Angel Jimenez almost won in his 50s. Then it got away from that tour, went to the Asian Tour, and then LIV Golf picked it up with the last couple of years. And they're still Hong Kong Open, all of those things. But this has become LIV Golf Hong Kong. And it was an interesting event last year. This is, I also think, an interesting event this year because it comes off of a multi-week break. They had played two events in a row, back-to-back in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia, and then Adelaide, Australia. You go home, wherever that is for you, and now you come back after a multi-week break. You're going to play in Hong Kong. It's Singapore back-to-back. You're going to have basically a third of your season done already. And then you have one event in Miami to get ready for the Masters at Trump Doral, and that's your prep. I mean, this is as disjointed of a tour as you can have because there aren't just that many events. It's really hard to predict winners. And that makes this event particularly hard to predict. Coming off a break, being a shorter, tighter course, what's your strategy in year two? You try to overpower it. Overpowering it didn't seem to work for a lot of players. But if you look at the leaderboard here, I think I've got two guys who kind of made sense based on last year, two guys that I think just make sense, period, because they're younger and they're playing well, and they seem to be pretty hungry playing on this tour. Joaquin Niemann played well here last year, really had a legitimate chance to win, but didn't get into the playoff, 9-1. David Puig has been playing just great global golf for the last year. I mean, 22-1 is too long of a price. Who's playing that good in a league where 10 to 12 guys really matter? He's one of those 10 to 12 now. I kind of put him in that company. So 22-1 is a little deep for me. That's just a play based on that. Paul Casey has really good experience, not only in Asia, but on the Asian Tour. But he also has it in these kinds of shorter, tighter golf courses. Seems to kind of strike his fancy. 35-1. If you look back on his OWGR numbers, he's 1,003rd in the world because he doesn't get any world ranking points. Interestingly enough, 1,000 places away from his highest ranking ever in the OWGR, which was third. That was like 15, 16 years ago, something like that. But he does tend to play in Asia well. He does tend to kind of gravitate toward it when he has those opportunities outside of LIV. So I like that 35-1 number. And then I'm going to be on Tom McKibben. I feel like he has found something that drives him, whatever that was. He's obviously taken a lot of criticism for moving to LIV instead of going to the PGA Tour where he had that card in hand. So take that for what you will. But I like that number, 40-1. I do think there are a lot of other possibilities here. I just don't bet a lot of LIV golf. Just kind of little sprinkles here and there. So these are my sprinkles for the week there. And then finally, we're going to wrap up on the Astara Chile Classic on the Korn Ferry Tour. This is their second back-to-back event. After a run of back-to-back events in Central America, they moved to South America. Well, it was Colombia, and Colombia is in South America, but Northern South America, I guess, and Central America. These are across the continent, basically. I mean, polar opposites, right? You're going from Argentina in Buenos Aires and going all the way to the West Coast, go to play in Chile. This is an interesting tournament because it does kind of follow on from an easy scoring week last week, which that wasn't always the case in the Argentina Open. You got an easy scoring week this week. I think you have a number of players you can look at here. I tried to pick a mixture of, again, a couple of young guys, got never heard of really until the last couple of weeks, and we're going to talk about in Ian Holt, and kind of put it all together. So I went with Christo Lamprecht and S.H. Kim at 28-1 each. S.H. Kim's got two top three finishes so far this year on tour. Seems to be hungry to get that card back. He's going to try and do it that way. Obviously, he'd love to win an event. I think he can do it. Lamprecht's starting to figure it out, being a pro. There are those ebbs and flows, of course, and that's going to come on this tour as well with the amount of travel they're doing. But once again, the United States, I think his game will open up a lot more. I think I'm not going to call him a mortal lock to get a card this year. It's harder. You got to be in the top 20 instead of top 30 in points, but he's got the game to do it. I like his chances this week. Ian Holt's 40-1, and I got to give credit to my Road to French Lick host or co-host, Brendan Sweeney, who we talked about him in doing our show for this week after we recapped the Argentina Open. He's played great out of the gate. I think people are just starting to figure out he's pretty decent and maybe can be something on this tour. 40-1 is a tremendous amount of respect, I think, from where he started the year, but given how he's played, I think that's maybe a fair price on this tour. And then the last guy is Davis Shore, who has two great finishes this year, one to start the year and one last week. And in between, not so good, but staying on the continent, probably helpful. And I think it'll be a good for him this week. 75-1 feels like a decent opportunity. That's going to do it for us this week on the show. Thank you so much for spending some time with me. Hopefully you caught all three episodes. If not, you can catch them in video versions here on Golf News Net TV. You can watch them on our YouTube channel. You can watch them pretty much anywhere. But we're happy to catch you anywhere you can. And you can also listen to us as a podcast on your favorite podcasting platform of choice, as well as on YouTube. We have a GNN Golf News Net Radio specific podcast channel where you can listen to all of our podcasts just in audio form. So if you don't want to watch the video, you just want to hear the audio as you're doing your morning workouts or whatever, we've got you. Head over to YouTube and check out GNN Radio. You can subscribe there as well. Full slate of shows next week. We've obviously got the biggest event on the PGA Tour schedule outside the majors next week and the Players. And we'll have more to talk about, probably about the Players in a tournament, obviously, next week. But we'll cover it all with you. Thanks so much for the company of your time. And we'll be back next week. Good luck with all your bets.